Hello, I'm Amanda Goldston of LearnTarotOnline.com. Welcome back. Welcome to the final section in our course on developing your intuition through tarot and learning the very basics of reading tarot cards. Today we're going to talk about the last of the suits, which is the suit of pentacles, or coins, as they're called. Now, the suit of pentacles represents practical and material things in our lives, such as business, money, prosperity, studying, matters that are related to the earth, to the home. They represent the element of air, which in astrology points towards the signs of Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus. Earth people tend to be rooted, grounded, practical people who are good at doing things with their hands. They have a strong connection with nature and the earth. And these are important things to remember as well when you're looking at the symbols and the pictures on the pentacle cards, is to bear all these sorts of qualities in mind. On the positive side, types of qualities that spring to mind are dependable, reliable, honest, trustworthy, straightforward, organised, methodical, completes the job, knows the value of money, enjoys the good things in life, particularly good food, steadiness, security, goal-oriented, determined, although often quite a meticulous, plodding type of person that sets their goal and they'll get there in the end. The persevering, unflappable, common sense and no-nonsense type of people. On the negative side, you can find the indications of being stuck, being plodding, unable and unwilling to make change, unexciting, boring, rigid, inflexible, placing excessive value on material things, maybe overcautious, fault-finding, unimaginative, pessimistic. And these are the sorts of things that you may well find when you see the Pentacles cards in reverse. The Pentacles are about tangible, practical, reality-based actions and events. They signify doing and action. So the Ace of Pentacles is our first card in this suit, and we see the cloud with the hand holding out and offering the pentacle. Now, the pentacle is a very old symbol, or a pentagram, which is a five-pointed star. And this is a very, very old symbol. In this picture, we see the pentagram or the pentacle being held out and offered, and behind we see a very, very lush garden, lush greenery, abundance, the obvious connection to nature. The Ace of Pentacles, as with all the Ace cards, is a new beginning, is a new source of something coming. I would tend to look at that as a new source of money, financial opportunity, regular money flow. It's being offered, and obviously it's down to the person themselves as to whether they accept what's being offered to them. It may be new opportunities leading to increased prosperity, perhaps a change for the better, or at least the opportunities are there to improve that situation. There may be better cash flow through better money management, and you will probably have to take some action in order to take advantage of this new flow of money, because this is one thing to remember with the pentacles, is that by and large it does require you to take some sort of action to take advantage of the energy of the card, or to move away from something that's maybe a little bit challenging. The next card we have is the Two of Pentacles, and here we see a figure who is juggling two pentacles between a figure of eight, which is a symbol of infinity. We've come across that two or three times. And he almost appears to be dancing and juggling these pentacles around in the air. And in the background then, you can see very choppy seas and two little boats going up and down. When you see the Two of Pentacles coming up, just look at the picture and notice how it makes you feel. For most people, this is money juggling. It's juggling money, juggling life, going round in circles, busyness, there's a certain feeling of unproductiveness with it and not getting very much done at a tangible, practical, physical level. In terms of money, there may be constant fluctuations, maybe a need to budget better. It can be that somebody has so many balls in the air with work, with money, with practical things, with family, that they're just trying to keep afloat with everything and may even be in denial as to how tricky their situation is. Interestingly, this card does actually call for flexibility and fluidity. It's not really a time to be fixed or rigid in anything. It may be asking you to put things down to give to someone else to handle. So although it's calling for flexibility and fluidity, the other thing it's perhaps asking you to do is to remain flexible, but to focus on one thing at a time, which might seem like a little bit of a contradiction in terms. But if you can focus on one thing and doing one thing well, and maybe delegate other things to other people, then it can allow for a certain amount of fluidity and flexibility in the one thing that you are doing. When you have an awful lot of balls in the air that you're juggling, sometimes it can be very difficult to get anything done in any of them, because you literally feel like you're going round in circles. You're busy doing an awful lot of things, but not actually accomplishing anything in any one of them. The next one is the Three of Pentacles. Now, here we see what looks like the traditional archway going into a part of a church, where it's almost like a vault or the archway, and we see three pentacles built into the top of the archway, and actually the arch itself forms three sections. So you've got the larger part over the top and then the smaller ones underneath. And this, you can see, looks like it's in a church or a temple. It's a very key part to that structure. You can see the stonemason, who's the expert, telling the clergy or the other people exactly what he's going to be doing. This is a card that really is a very interesting card, because like most of the tarot cards, it has numerous depths of meaning. And for me, this is a card that usually comes up in relation to education and learning. And learning new skills, studying, maybe an apprenticeship, is setting a foundation and mastering a skill of something that is then going to lead to an income or a career. The figure is acknowledged as the expert, and that status has come about through learning and experiencing. This may be learning and developing a skill which can be used in the workplace. Perhaps somebody starting a course of study, maybe for work or for pleasure. And it's a card of success through applying yourself and mastering your subject. It can indicate teaching in all manner of the word, lessons being learned in life situations from someone who's more experienced in the subject than perhaps you are. And as with all the Pentacle cards, it's learning by doing and experiencing. It's practical learning, which may go alongside the theoretical. It's practical. And if with learning you need help and cooperation from a third party with greater expertise, this is a card of cooperation, of teamwork, of laying the foundations for the future. And it's really important to get things right at this stage. The next card is the Four of Pentacles. And here we see a very wealthy looking figure, could almost be a king, who is sitting on a throne with all the town and the city behind him. And he has four pentacles around him. He's got his feet firmly planted on two of them. He's holding on to one in front of him and the other one resting on his crown. This is a card of holding on to money. It's also a card of being stuck, where there's a lack of flow. It seems that the person is trying very hard to hold on to the money and the possessions that they have. This might indicate that somebody needs to be careful with their spending and avoid unnecessary extravagance, perhaps a better budget. It can also be someone who's holding on to their money, actually feeling in a place of lack, being somewhat miserly with their money, hanging on to every penny that they have, in which case the money is quite likely to be a source of stress and anxiety to them, as they live in fear of losing it and of not having enough. And when you look at the Four of Pentacles, you really don't get a sense of somebody in flow or somebody enjoying the wealth and the money that they've got. And when somebody's firmly holding on to what they've got now, there's no room for flow. There's no room for anything to flow out or anything to flow in. It can be a card of blockages around money. Maybe somebody who's obsessed with accumulating material wealth, yet never spends it. Or whenever they go out anywhere, they are so miserly and so skinflint with their money that you would think they didn't have any. It's also trying to control and maintain the status quo and maintain the balance. It's a very interesting card, and depending on what you've got around it, will point to whether it is a need for better money management or whether it's a need to allow abundance and prosperity to actually flow, which can mean, literally, letting go of what you've got in order to make room for something else to come into your life. Now, the next card, the Five of Pentacles, in a way, is quite a sad card. Here we see two very poor, tattered, bedraggled, obviously sick, unwell people outside on a dark night in all the snow, walking past a stained glass window with five pentacles, which is abundance, is plenty, in the window, and just really not even seeming to see that it's there, not even seeming to notice it, or even to contemplate that it might be there, it might be close for them, or that even that is available to them. When you see this card come up, the types of things it brings to mind is lack, financial hardship, struggle, money being tied up or lost in some way, perhaps debt, pain, strife, desperation, and all the problems that can arise from shortage of money. There is a real sense of financial difficulty, struggle, hopelessness. There may be money that's tied up or possibly lost in financial transactions, or maybe somebody's not likely to receive as much money as they expected in a situation. The card can also indicate spiritual poverty and a feeling that life is completely meaningless, and that there's no one to turn to for help and guidance. And that lack and neglect may be connected with our health, not taking care of ourselves properly, and not even seeming to be aware of the world of plenty that is there for the asking. When the financial hardship is over money, health, emotional or spiritual matters, it is important to realise it will pass. However, there is action that needs to be taken in order to move forward from this situation. Whether that is seeking professional help and advice from a financial perspective or health or whichever area it might be. But action needs to be taken in order to move past that sense of lack, that sense of things missing in life, particularly financially. Now here with the Six of Pentacles, we have a completely different setting. We have a complete change of mood. Here we have a wealthy person, wealthy gentleman, handing out money to beggars. There seems to be plenty of money around because there seems to be sufficient for him to be able to give to other people, still have plenty for himself. It can be a card indicating charity. There's abundance, financial help, giving. The man has a scales in one hand, so he seems to be carefully weighing out what he's giving in order to be fair to everybody. So this may have something to do with charity, but it also seems to be plenty of money, abundance. There's spare money to be able to help other people. There may be financial help on the way from someone who is in a position to help you. This may be a loan or a gift or a grant. You might, in fact, be a benefactor to somebody else. You may be the giver or the receiver. This can also be a card of balancing the books, repaying money that's owed or receiving money back from someone. However, there is extra money around. There is spare money around over and above what's needed for basic living expenses. The next card is the Seven of Pentacles. And in this card, we see a figure standing in a garden, resting on what looks like a hoe or a gardening implement, looking at a bush full of money with one pentacle on the ground. And he's kind of looking at the bush, contemplating it, looking at the fruits of his labours, looking at what he's created, and kind of wondering when the whole thing will be ripe and ready to bear fruit. And this is exactly what the card's meaning. It's the fruits of your labours, earned success, money coming to you from projects that you've got underway. You may well have come a long way with a project, and whilst you can pause and look at what you've created, it is important to keep going and complete it because the rewards are on the way. And very often the rewards are in the final few stages, the final few percentages of effort. This can come up for somebody where they've maybe put in a lot of effort, maybe unpaid, and are on the point of giving up because they're not seeing the rewards coming. And it's very important with this card to acknowledge the progress that has been made. It's a time of reflection to make sure that you're going in the direction of your dreams. Again, this can show up for somebody where they're at a crossroads point with the decision as to whether they continue with what they're doing or go on with something else. It's a time of evaluation, maybe needing to do things slightly differently in order to reap the rewards that are due. Now, the rewards can be from efforts you've put into work or a business or a career. They may be the results of investments which have been carefully planned, thought out, cultivated, nurtured. And the money that's on its way to you is generally yours in some way. The next card is the Eight of Pentacles. And here in this card, we see a man or a figure who is quite literally making money. He's sitting there, clearly absorbed in what he's doing, enjoying what he's doing. You can see that there are six coins he's already made, which are all already hanging up. There's one on the floor ready to be made, which is more work coming in. And he's in the process of making money, quite literally. And this is, he's using his skills, his knowledge, his experience, his expertise. And it's something that he's actually enjoying doing. It's a very creative process. There's progress. And there's more work and money coming in. There's satisfaction and a certain amount of skill required. Perhaps turning a hobby into a passion or doing something that you really love to do. Maybe somebody working with their hands. Perhaps perfecting skills that you already have or learning new ones. And there is a real sense of pride and a job well done. It's a card of applying yourself totally and methodically to what you're doing. And you'll reap the rewards from that in every sense of the word. The Nine of Pentacles. Here we see a very affluent, wealthy looking lady standing in a rich, lush garden. There's lots of yellows here, which is the colours to do with the self and shining and the personality. And in this rich, lush garden here, we see the Nine Pentacles, which are forming part of the garden. She's clearly a very wealthy lady. She has on her hand a falcon, And the falconry was usually only a sport of the very, very wealthy. With this card, you have things such as affluence, stability, security, prosperity, self-reliance. This is a person who is stable financially, has no worries, there's security, and this is more than income just coming from a job. There's income and wealth from maybe properties, savings, investments. This can be unearned income. There is a sense of solitude with this card. The woman seems to have a little bit of sadness about her, although ultimately she's quite comfortable with the situation. A person may be on their own, but there seems to be financial provision for them, either from their own creation or from someone else. This is somebody who really doesn't need to work. Perhaps a self-made man or woman who's worked for the financial stability they have and can afford to enjoy the fruits of their labours. This is likely to be a person with expensive tastes who tends to opt for quality over quantity and the very best they can afford. And if you see this around somebody, it's important to look towards the financial stability and the material stability that there is around them. And again, to look to see how they feel about that. Because obviously money and finances and stability is only one part of the whole equation. There are other parts to it that need to be considered as well. The next card is the Ten of Pentacles. Here we see a situation where it looks like there are three generations of the family. There's the old man, the father figure, sitting in the very kind of rich, lush-looking robe, and he's got the two dogs at his feet. You then see the next generation, and then the child, who seem to be rather ignoring the old person, who seems to be kind of a bit tucked away behind his pillar there. Around you see 10 pentacles, tens being the completion, the end of the cycle that we've come to. This is a card of abundance. There may be family money, a sum of money on its way to somebody, perhaps inheritance. This is also a card about wealth, comfort, stability, material security and luxury. This may be money that's come from family money or a business or inheritance. It may indicate a sum of money from other sources. There may well be generosity and financial support within the family or a benefactor for you. It's also about tradition, conventions, family values, and maybe the need to make traditional financial and business arrangements that will work for you in the long-term future. So it's kind of setting a basis for perhaps your own family and future generations to come as well. The next of the cards we have are the court cards for the Pentacles. And the first one is the Page of Pentacles. And here we see a young person standing in a rich kind of open scenery, and a lot of greenery, green fields, green trees. The colour of the card is very yellow, indicating a lot of life-giving force, the energy of the sun, connection with nature. And he's very lightly holding a pentacle in his hands. This, as a card, keywords, practical business ideas, have fun with creating ideas. There's physical enjoyment. This can be a person, a child or a young person, who is much younger than the person you're doing the reading for. Can be a child or a person that's displaying the earth type characteristics, so loyal, dependable, reliable, hardworking, methodical, disciplined, like to see material success. As a child, it may well be somebody that's much younger than the person you're doing the reading for, or as a young person. And as a student, this is likely to be somebody who really doesn't find studying easy, however, who's achieved success by being disciplined, keeping going, moving forward with things. This is a person that by and large will require discipline and a structure to work with. They really don't much like change. They can be a little bit rigid, inflexible, somewhat unemotional. You probably find, as with most of the earth signs, they like their physical pleasures. They will tend to like nice things in life, good food, good wine, and tend to go for quality rather than quantity. And as a situation, the Page of Pentacles is really saying to you, never worry about money. It'll always be there for you when you need it, even if sometimes it seems a little bit out of reach. It may point towards research that will require attention to detail, and perhaps will show up for someone who's in a rut and maybe with their career or money, perhaps needs to make a change. There may be a money-making idea or a new enterprise which is in the planning and where the financial rewards are not immediately apparent. But this will actually be quite a meticulously planned process. And the important part then is to actually be able to make it fun as well. With the Knight of Pentacles, which is the next card, here we see a knight sitting on a black horse holding out a pentacle. He's a rather dour, sour, rather miserable looking person sitting on a horse that has its feet very, very firmly planted on the ground. The types of keywords you find with the Knight of Pentacles is a little bit fixed, inflexible, a bit stubborn, perhaps somewhat cautious, practical, hardworking, maybe a little bit inflexible, disliking change. It can be a man or a woman. They do tend to be very practical, conventional, patient, hardworking, determined, detailed, meticulous, and they like to have the comfort of financial security behind them. They do place great value on financial comfort, insist on having the best of everything, and like to have the comfort of a financial nest egg behind them. On the negative side, the Knight of Pentacles can also be somewhat lacking in humour, a bit stubborn, a bit rigid, inflexible, maybe lacking direction, could well be fairly resistant to change, don't like anything that upsets the balance, might be a little bit nitpicky. They tend to work very hard to provide material comforts for themselves and their family and really don't enjoy anything at all which potentially rocks that status quo or which causes them to make major changes. However, they make incredibly loyal friends, even if they are a little bit unemotional. As a situation, the Knight of Pentacles can indicate a stalemate or things not moving forward as fast as you would like. It may be that once the results come, they will be worth the effort, but perhaps you need to push the situation along a bit, or maybe you really are banging your head against a brick wall and just carrying on doing the same thing through resistance to change. And perhaps there is then a need to move on to new things. The Queen of Pentacles. In this card, we see a queen sitting on a very ornate throne, decorated with goat's heads and other symbols of earth energies, because the goat is the symbol of Capricorn, sitting in a very lush outdoor nature environment, which very much points to the Queen of Pentacles' connection with the earth, with nature, with practicality. This is somebody who is practical, down to earth. She's businesslike, organised, quite stable, quite a homely type of person. Matter of fact, very straightforward, generally honest and trustworthy. She's very detail-oriented, probably very good at balancing the budget and juggling the home and family. Shrewd, sensible. She likes to surround herself with good things and will usually buy the best she can afford. Generally a good money manager, likes to have the security of money behind her. She may be a businesswoman. She may also be the type of person who makes an excellent behind-the-scenes organiser. depending on what else is around her as a personality, the Queen of Pentacles is not really somebody who craves the limelight. And she may prefer to really support somebody in the background. Loving, caring, generous, nurturing, perhaps have an affinity with nature or garden. Loves to care for others. She's often the person who has a house full of waifs and strays and pets and plants, and there's always a warm welcome for everyone. As a situation, the Queen of Pentacles is pointing towards stability in your life, both emotional and financial. There is a closeness with earth, nature, and all things practical, and perhaps also saying to you that maybe you need to re-establish more of your own personal connection with the earth and nature. Maybe just go and sit in the garden for a while. The last of our cards in this series is the King of Pentacles. And here we see a very richly dressed king sitting on a very ornate throne. And if you're looking down at his pentacle, which he's holding in his hand, the symbols around the throne are all Taurus, which is the bull. However, underneath, he has a suit of armour, and his foot seems to be resting on another shape, which is perhaps a bull or maybe a goat. The King of Pentacles shares a lot of the characteristics of the earth type of people. With his suit of armour under the clothes, it suggests he has a tough exterior and perhaps a little bit more of a fragile interior, and is protecting himself from anything emotional. As a person, this can be a man or a woman. They're most likely a business person or someone involved with money, finance, business, financial dealings in some way, shape or form. They're likely to be a shrewd business person with an ability to win through on a tough negotiation. In business, it is likely that the first priority will be themselves and the money and how they will benefit financially. You may find they gracefully and charmingly promise you one thing verbally, and written contracts may not be what you've been expecting. They certainly like to be the ones that are in control of situations involving money. For me personally, the King of Pentacles requires a little bit of caution, particularly in business and financial dealings, checking everything carefully, making sure you know where you stand before you commit yourself to anything. And that particularly comes from them sort of looking down at their pentacle as being their focus of attention, rather than kind of looking directly at you. And as a situation, really, just be very careful of the person handling the money in business, official and financial dealings. That is our suit of pentacles. And again, as we've talked about before, it is very important just to keep putting all these cards next to each other and noticing how the story of them unfolds. Take all your cards that you've got. So we've now got the complete deck of 78 cards that we've covered, right the way through the major arcana, the cups representing emotions, the wands representing creativity and fire and work, the swords representing mental energy, intellect, logic, reasoning, and the pentacles representing coins, money, finances, stability, nature. Shuffle them all up together, and this is the time now just to begin to practice with them of your own accord. Put the cards down, notice what comes up, notice how you feel. You may find that as your interest in tarot is growing, that you acquire more and more books on the subject. I know I do. And the important thing is, whenever you're looking at books or notes or definitions that anybody else has written, me included, is notice whether that definition seems to make sense to you, whether it resonates with you, whether when you look at that card, you get the same feeling or the same impression. If you do, that's great. Take it on board as an additional distinction to your own thoughts and feelings. And if you don't, then that's good as well. Notice how you feel and what the card means to you. Because as you're building up your relationship with your cards, that's going to be the thing that is the most important for you, is your relationship and what the cards mean for you. And what you'll probably find is as you start to do more readings, certain cards will come to mean certain things for you. With me, for example, when I see the King of Pentacles come up, my feeling is one of an immediate distrust. Now, other people may find that the King of Pentacles is somebody they see as a very solid, stable, reliable business person. So start to build your own definitions. The thing with tarot cards is really just practice. Just continue to practice. The most important thing you can remember is that if you're asking questions, ask about what you personally can do in a situation. Or if you're reading for somebody else, is phrase the questions so that it is what that person personally is able to do in that situation. I really hope you've enjoyed this introduction to tarot. Really hope you've got some value and some benefit from it. Tarot really is a matter of practice. And although there are numerous books on the subject and heaps of information on the internet, it's something that you come to build personally over time, the relationship between yourself and your cards. And the more you practice, the more you use your cards, the quicker and easier it will become, the more you'll find your intuition will develop for you. And remember, there really is no right or no wrong. You can use the cards for so many things, from personal development to understanding yourself to looking at future outcomes and alternate future outcomes. And remember that the tarot cards are a tool, and that's all they are. And if you use that tool as coming from a place of highest good, then the answers that come to you for yourself and for other people will always be useful and helpful and beneficial. So thank you very much for listening. Keep practicing. You've also got the additional exercises that you can do as practice exercises. If you would like to contact me or find out more information about me, my books and my courses and anything that's tarot related, you can come to my website, which is www.learntarotonline.com. I've got a blog there. I've got a free screensaver, various other bits and pieces there as well. Please do come along. Do come and say hello. Come and comment on my blog. You can contact me or you can email me through the website. I'm very grateful to you for listening to this course, taking part in it, for allowing me to be a part of your journey into this wonderful world of tarot. And I look forward to talking to you again soon, maybe to meeting up with you in person at some point, who knows. So I'm Amanda Goldston, www.learntarotonline.com. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful day.